Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, March 1st, just like that, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Major upset in Chicago. Another example of failing up. Iran docking some warships in our neck of the woods. And who watched the first televised live golf tournament? That is all coming up. And then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, the first mayor of Chicago in 40 years to lose their reelection. Have you ever seen Lori Lightfoot? It is a hilarious glitch in the matrix that this woman was ever elected the mayor of the third largest city in the country in the first place. Violent crime up 52% since last year. I can't imagine what her next job will be, but I'm certain she will fail up yet again. The COVID state of emergency is officially over in California, 4 days shy of 3 years. And Gavin Newsom, the governor, thinks it was great. No regrets. Quote, California is better prepared, and that's because we have a serious legislature, and the health ecosystem in California is second to none in the country. And speaking of failing up, Joe Biden just nominated the former California labor secretary to become the federal labor secretary, Julie Hsu. You may not know this woman. She oversaw the California unemployment system during COVID, where over 10% of all unemployment payments were fraudulent. As high as 17%, $31 billion went to fraudsters, including $1 billion went to California prisoners. That's unemployment benefits going to California prisoners. The Defense Department says Iran is 12 days away from making enough nuclear material for a nuclear bomb. But they said Iran still doesn't have the technology to actually build the bomb itself yet, I suppose. I wonder how they can be as specific as 12 days. But I bring this up because Brazil has a new leftist government, and they just allowed Iran to dock two warships in Rio de Janeiro over the weekend. These ships have been sanctioned in the past, but they're going to get closer to America. The commander of Iran's navy said they plan to, quote, be present in the Panama Canal. Live Golf, that is the Saudi Arabian-backed upstart golf league going against the PGA Tour, they had their first televised tournament, and it went head-to-head against a PGA Tour event, the lower-level Honda Classic. So which tournament had more viewers, do you think? The Live tournament on the CW had 290,000 viewers. The Honda Classic, the PGA Tour event, had 2.4 million. So PGA Tour won. We'll see how long that lasts. I'm Mike Slater, Bill's message of the day. Next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, one of the worst things in life is being betrayed. And most Americans have experienced that. People we trusted violating our trust. Some take it in stride, others deeply affected. Betrayal has damaged countless lives throughout the ages. There is a reason Judas Iscariot has a prominent place in the New Testament. Jesus is very clear when he told Judas, it would be better had you not been born. Today, every single American is being betrayed by politicians and the media. That consistently misleads. In my estimation, the Biden administration is as bad as the Nixon administration was in the deceit department. Just the president and vice president's recent statements on the economy alone are stunning examples of blatant falsehoods. Add to that the corporate media that covers for Mr. Biden's deceit and the news agencies that falsely reported the election results of 2020, and you have a nation besieged by lies. It's true. There's no denying it. Yet millions of Americans still approve of Joe Biden's job performance and continue to watch and read crooked, corrupt media. Why? I can't explain it. Yes, ideology can poison the mind, and many of us simply believe what we want to believe. But surely there is a deceit limit, or maybe not. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Bart Ferris, Taunton, Massachusetts. You're right, Bill, about the politics of envy. My grandfather arrived from Ireland at the age of 12 with $5, started a successful roofing business. He and my grandmother, also off the boat, spent their winters at the breakers in Palm Beach. He was applauded at the time for achieving the American dream. Now he would be reviled as a capitalist pig. Steve, my electric bill here in Illinois is three times the rate as it was last year, and I'm using less electricity. What is Kamala Harris talking about? She does not know what she is talking about, Steve. And it's not just in Illinois, it's everywhere. So my column posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Come on, you guys, you got to go there. You read the column, you vote in the poll. We got the message of the day. We got everything there. My column's on. Kamala will say anything. Put it in front of us, she'll say it. No vetting. Mary Rimmer, Encinitas, California. It seems as if we now have totally incompetent people in charge, and they lie, just like the old Stalinist days. There's no doubt that modern American politicians have taken propaganda techniques from Joseph Stalin and the Nazis in Germany. There's no doubt they have. Dave Jones, Chandler, Arizona. Why is Pompeo not in the mix on the Republican ticket? Because he's not well known yet. I mean, they knew him as Secretary of State, but he's not showing up in the polling yet. He's got, number one, he hasn't declared. I don't know if he will, because he's got to raise a lot of money, and I don't know if he will. But he's smart. He could run the country. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 91 years ago today, a 20-month-old boy, a baby, was kidnapped from his home in New Jersey. The abduction will go down in history as one of the most infamous crimes in America. Here is a story of the Lindbergh baby. Aviator Charles Lindbergh became a global celebrity in 1927 after he flew the first solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean. On March 1, 1932, Lindbergh and his wife discovered a ransom note in their son's crib. A kidnapper had used a ladder to snatch the baby from his second-story home. The perpetrator demanded $50,000, the equivalent of $1 million today. The case gained immediate international attention. Even gangster Al Capone offered to help from prison. For 3 days, investigators found nothing. Then another letter showed up, this time demanding $70,000. After delivering the ransom, the kidnapper told the Lindberghs that their son was on a small boat named Nelly off the coast of Massachusetts. Well, that turned out to be false after an extensive search turned up nothing. But soon after, the baby's body was discovered near the Lindbergh estate. He was killed the night of the kidnapping. 2 years later, the marked bills from the ransom money were used in Manhattan. Investigators tracked down a suspect, a German immigrant named Richard Hauptmann. When his home was searched, detectives found the Lindbergh ransom. The resulting trial was a national sensation. The evidence and intense public pressure were enough to convict the immigrant. He was executed in the electric chair in 1936. And here is something else you might not know. The Lindbergh kidnapping had a major impact on our criminal justice system. After the abduction, Congress passed the Federal Kidnapping Act, also known as the Lindbergh Law. The bill made kidnapping a federal offense and gave the FBI the authority to pursue kidnappers across state lines and even overseas. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.